Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. As always, I'm so glad that you took the time to check in here on the show. Today, Pam, Ricky, and I are together, and we're talking about what you can do at Walt Disney World after dark. Those parks are closing a little bit early right now here in 2020. And, you know, some of the hours are limited on the pools and shopping and dining and stuff. We're going to give you ideas of how to complete your day after you leave the theme parks, but before you head off to sleep. So enjoy today's podcast with those ideas. Don't forget, today's show always brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check out all the great services they offer you over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link anytime you shop online. We sure appreciate that. It's a free way to support the show over at BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. And finally, if you want a little extra content in your week, become a patron. And a huge shout out to all of our patrons who are making all this podcasting possible. Just check out all the details over at patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1766 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you. It's a five-day week for most of us. We made it. That's right. Who came up with, why do we got to work 5 days? That's hard. But yeah, 4 days were better last week. But hey, you made it. Pat yourself on the back and get ready to have some Mexican food. That's what you do on Friday nights, right? Not Taco Tuesday. It's Fajita Friday.
That's not what I do, Mike. Sorry.
That's what we do. Creature habit. It's always a Fajita Friday around this place. Anyway, before we get to today's show, we're going to talk about Walt Disney World after dark, and it has changed here in 2020. I want to personally invite you to join us this Sunday night, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central. We do our live show, our live call-in shows every Sunday night at that time. This Sunday night on September 20th, special show, Mike Bankhead's joining us. We're talking all things Run Disney. We're talking all things, you know, not just Run Disney. Mike, believe it or not, Mike just doesn't run. He actually likes to stay in fun hotels. He likes to ride fun rides, see fun shows, and he actually even likes to eat at cool restaurants. So we're going to talk about it all. You don't have to have short shorts and sneakers on to tune in and call in. But hey, if you're a runner, if you're one of our lizards, I know what's going to happen. We're going to speculate about Marathon Weekend. It's not going to make a lick of difference. Run Disney doesn't listen to us. We go, we can't cancel Marathon Weekend now. Oh, you know, we're going to do it. No, they're not listening to us. But you know what? That's what we do. We're Disney fans. We're runners. It's just a bad combo sometimes as far as speculation goes. Because I still remember, I just rang the bell. That was not a fun comment or anything, but I just, my finger was moving.
You went charcuterie. that's it. Yeah, we're good now.
But I still remember 2017, you know, we're down there doing the dopey, all bunch of us, you know, Scott and I, and, you know, hanging out in Mexico, having a margarita and nachos. And, you know, the forecast did not look good for Saturday of the half marathon. This was Friday. We're like, and it's one of those things, runners. And I think Disney fans do this, but especially the intersection of runners and Disney fans. We were willing the half marathon to happen. Oh, no, they won't cancel that race. You know, that lightning, it'll miss Orlando. I mean, it was a line of lightning that was like from Alabama to, you know, Cuba. Like, it was not missing us. And it was the biggest, widest, lightning line. Nah, those things break up when they go over metropolitan areas like Orlando, right? You know, I'm telling Scott, oh, yeah, it won't hit us. And of course, it got canceled. But we'll figure it out and we'll get together Sunday night to join us there. But anyway, long intro. We're going to get to the show. Ricky's joining us. She hangs out at themouseforless.com where we get all of our news. What's up, Ricky? Happy Friday.
She does hang out there. And, you know, it's Friday. So let's get into the weekend and have a good time. That's what I'm ready for. I'm ready to have a good weekend. So I'm hoping that it's going to be a good weekend.
We need a little Rebecca Black. It's Friday.
Yes, exactly. I don't know. I don't think I have any plans this weekend. It's probably going to be pretty chill. So, although I say that now, you know, when we record, and things may actually change because I'm now thinking about what might be going on this weekend, and I'm thinking I might try to do something else that's crazy this weekend. So we'll see. You might want to hang on and see what I decide to do on Instagram. My plans may change.
So speaking of weekend plans, real quick, I just got to say, last weekend, now, where we are, like, we live kind of close to being out in the country at our new house. Now, we're really in this nice little suburban area. Okay, we like it. But there's an area 15 miles down the road that you go down there. It's this place called New Melly. And, I mean, it is in the middle of nothing. Ricky, it's kind of by Washington, if you know where that is.
Yes.
It's in our county, but it's out in the middle. Anyway, Mallory is not only doing All-Star Cheer, which is like what she did where they cheer all around the country, then qualify and go to Disney, all that. It's crazy and competitive. She's also now cheering for the Junior Vikings, which is like the junior high cheer squad because there's a junior high football team out here, right? They start in third grade playing for like organized football for our high school. It's great. No wonder they're so
good.
Right. I didn't know all this, but I'm like in heaven. So anyway, they are playing sports where we live in our county. They are not on the other side of the river, and they're about to have all kinds of fits about that because kids can't go to school or play sports, but we're not talking about that today. But I got to go to the first games this past Saturday because they have a 6th, 7th, and 8th. They cheer for all three. I got to watch two games. Dude, our team got smoked both games. But our high school team is ranked 2nd in the area. They're so good. They hardly ever lose. I don't know how they get so good from like they got. I mean, it was so bad in the second half. They ran the clock. They didn't even stop the clock on anything. It was just like a solid clock, and they quit putting the score on the board because it's 38-0 in the second quarter. But anyway, I'm excited because we get to watch football and go. And Mallory cheers. I hope nobody from her squad listens to this, but it was their first cheerleading game, like since they started, you know, it's beginning of a new season. And they have a girl on their cheerleading squad that I call Left Shark because she freestyles. Like, I know they haven't had too many practices, but she's like doing her own thing. And like, I love that girl because like, she's her own person. Like, you know, like she freestyles out there, you know, everybody's like all, you know, sharp movements and clapping and there's Left Shark. So it was fun. You know, and they just need more practice. And then, of course, the DJ played the wrong song when they're doing their halftime show, and they all freaked out. They were, like, scattering. Wow. It's so fun being a parent, you know, a cheerleader. It's just stressful.
Dang.
Yeah, dang. I didn't mean to hit that. I got to move this thing.
Put the bell away.
That's right. Anyway, another long story. Red Pam. The show's almost over, but let's get you in here.
No, wait. Do we have a Pam Forrester here?
I am here. I'm listening to this Left Shark. When Hannah, this was preschool Hannah, when we used to do dance lessons, you know, parents yes. out there, you know, these are the lessons where the lesson itself isn't that expensive. The outfits you have to buy.
You wear them once.
I'm like,
they're like $200.
What is
you
happening?
Wear them once. Yeah, Paige danced.
Right. Yes. So, you know, Hannah did a couple years of this. And after doing it for a few years, I realized that this wasn't her thing because as I'm sitting there in watching the rehearsal, all the kids doing these things, my daughter raises her hand. Teacher, after the teacher has laid out what they're supposed to do yet, she's like, yes, Hannah. She's like, yeah, I want to do this instead. And she laid out her own dance.
Freestyle.
And I'm like, that's my daughter right there.
You got to love somebody that's confident enough.
Completely not doing the dance at all and doing her own thing. Yes. And not only that, she announced it. She was pretty much like, your dance stinks. My dance, awesome.
Well, here's two. And about dance, and then we're going to get in. I promise we're going to talk about Disney. And I seriously, but I got to get this off my chest now that you brought it up. Paige started dance when she was 2. I mean, she was a little bitty thing. They did this little itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini dance. And it was the cutest thing ever. Okay, she did this all the way up through like 8th grade. Okay,
and Paige?
Paige did. She also played lots of sports, but she did dance. I don't know why, but seriously, like her age group, like Hannah, like everybody, I think most girls did go through dance. Like it was a thing.
Yes.
But the thing is, okay, so we spent all this money on these costumes they wear one time, and like when it's recital time, it's like $400 or $500, and then you got to buy flowers for the recital, which are like another 40. And it's like my brother-in-law and I were going to set up a flower shop out in the parking lot for dads. I forgot to buy flowers and just make a killing. That was going to be our thing at the recitals every year. But anyway, that's not what I was going to say. Paige is now 23. Can she dance? Not a lick. Dude, she can dance about as well as I can.
Don't tell Hannah not to dance. We're like, so we're going to this thing. Don't dance.
Don't worry. I took dance for a few years too. I can't dance either. It's fine. I can car dance like nobody's business, but when you put my legs with the arm movements, it does not go well. I don't understand why I can't.
I'm picturing Elaine from Seinfeld. Yes. I'm just going to say this.
It doesn't go well. I don't understand why. It's just my brain cannot function in the sense of like putting those two it's like patting your head and rubbing your stomach at the same, like, yeah. I can't do it. It's just not, it's not something that I have skills.
I mean, just in case you have like a 6-year-old, you know, son or daughter right now that is in dance and you think that, you know, you're already in probably 2 or 3 grand at that age. And by the time they get to 8th grade, you're probably in 10 grand, you know, on costumes and lessons and all that stuff. Yes. I mean, it doesn't necessarily, you'll be seeing them on Dancing with the Stars. Later. Or you will, but it'll be like one of the people that's first out that's horrible.
So yeah, that's true. So, all right, no, I didn't get it.
Topic at hand. That was fun. Yes. I love talking. We're a family, man. We got to talk about this stuff when it comes up. All right, Disney After Dark. Pam, you just got back. Let's give some suggestions. When the parks close, 6, 7, 8 o'clock, you know, nobody wants, I mean, Rahman goes to bed at 10 every night, you know, like, and you know, I get up at 5:30. Yeah, I'm like, I'm in the military. My life is like I'm in the military, but I'm not, you know, it's crazy. But suggestions, how can you pass the time? Because you can't do as much as you used to be able to. Some of the pools even close earlier, you know, 9 o'clock-ish. So Pam, help us out. Somebody going down this fall? What are you doing when the parks close?
So first of all, if you can delay your dinner until after the parks close, mm-hmm. go ahead and do that and have a leisurely dinner at someplace good. You know, take that opportunity to be the thing that you do on this trip. Each trip sometimes has different things. Sometimes you pay to go to the Halloween party or the Christmas party. We'll use that money towards a really nice dinner because you're going to have time to do it. So I think that that's always something you can think about doing. And also, you can consider, you know, going to one of those restaurants that's not at your resort, taking that extra transportation time. And typically what you're going to want to do after the parks close is you will take your bus transportation to Disney Springs. And then from Disney Springs, you will take another bus to your hotel. It sounds like sort of a rigmarole, but in practice, it really doesn't take that much time. So consider spending some time at a good restaurant if you can wait till then.
Two things with that. Plus, you know, the Disney Springs transfer thing, you're always like, oh, it takes too much time. You got nothing else to do. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You're trying to find something to occupy your time, so it's not that big a deal. And, you know, it's, I actually like riding on the buses when I get a seat and you get space, and that's what you get nowadays on the buses. But also, you mentioned, you know, going to a resort to have a leisurely dinner. You know, this, we've talked about this over the past month or two. Biggest hack is get that ADR at an in-park, you know, whatever park you're in. You know, if the park closes at 7, ADR 6:50. And then take your time, and you're going to get some amazing pictures on the way out. That's no true. Stress. And then, you know, you've killed two birds with one stone.
That's an awesome idea, for is. Sure.
Ricky, what else are we doing to pass some time after the parks close right now in 2020 in the Twilight Zone?
Well, yeah, exactly. Definitely the Twilight Zone. Yeah, so the number one thing that I did, too, was I got a late dinner as well. I did... the one thing I will say is if you do a resort, like Pam said, like we did Kona. And of course, then, the problem was that my car was at the TTC and of course they don't, run any kind of tram or anything, or I should say like the monorail isn't running. So yeah, we had to walk. So make sure if you are, going to be doing something like that, you think about transportation, like Pam said, because we definitely would have gotten stuck if we hadn't thought about that. So
there is an app for that. It's called the Shoe Leather Express.
Yes, exactly. So that's definitely something to consider is you're going to have to consider your transportation back to your resort or car if you do that late dinner, like Pam said, because otherwise you are in trouble. Another thing that you can do is you can, you know, like the big thing that we ended up doing was we grabbed like a snack or something like that. And then we went back to the hotel and just sort of vegged out in the hotel room. You know, I know it doesn't sound like the most exciting of things to do, but really it was exceedingly nice to be back in our hotel at a kind of normal hour, you know, not going to bed at midnight and, you know, just crashing and then having to get up early. I use quotes for early for me. You know, that's that part was really kind of nice was I could enjoy my evening, relax a little bit, not feel like stressed for having to go to bed and just crashing. I could sit, enjoy a snack. I could, you know, whether it was a cupcake or, you know, whatever, we actually, since we were staying off site, we went and grabbed donuts and also Oreo cookies. So, you know, we had a good quality snack there. But, you know, there's lots of options at Disney, too. So, you know, they do have some really great snack options, whether it's in the food court or whatever. So you can grab that and just kind of hang out in your room, whether you want to grab a bottle of wine and enjoy that.
Dude, that's what Martha said in the Discord server. She got some sparkling wine from the gift shop at the hotel, and they had a great time on the balcony. I mean, hey, there it's you vacation. Go.
Exactly. So, yeah, we just vegged out. You can veg out watching Stacey. You know, that's a popular thing for everybody to do, or listening to the great, you know, Disney music that they play and pipe in on the TV or whatever. But having kind of a relaxing way to ease into bed is really, I gotta say, I very much enjoyed it. And I didn't think that I would say those words. So
I have a 2020 challenge for everybody. So what you do is you drink some sparkling wine on your balcony, then you try to find Stacey on the in-room resort TV, because it's like in the 80s or something. It's like Where's Waldo? You know, it's not on Channel 3 anymore, whatever it used to be. It's a little challenge. Okay, so you guys, great answers. Pam, Ricky, I appreciate your efforts. Great answers. I will give the correct answer at this point.
Oh, okay.
It's one word, the Skyliner. You ride the Skyliner. It's a ride. It's transportation. It's it's like a, you know, the horse-drawn carriage at Port Orleans, but in the sky and no horse. You know, it doesn't poop. You know, it doesn't smell unless you smell. But here's what you do. You know, and this is also a selling point as to why you stay at Pop Century or Caribbean Beach or Yacht Club when you got access there to walk onto the Skyliner, is that you can take it in, for example, or the Riviera. Yeah. And for example, you know, when Mallory and I, we got there, you know, our first day, we went to the Magic Kingdom. It closed at like 7. We wanted to do something. We didn't want to go to bed early. So we just got on the, she had never been on the Skyliner yet. So we got off over at the Caribbean Beach, walked around, got back on, went over to the Riviera, walked around. In the Riviera, you know, it's just a beautiful resort to hop off and just walk around. You know, we took selfies in those archways that have the mosaics for like Peter Pan or Tangled. You know, Mallory got the hugest kick out of that, you know, like being able to take those pictures with those great backdrops. We walked through the gift shop, you know, we went up and down that skinny staircase, Ricky, in the Riv.
Exactly.
You know, and the thing is, you know, somebody mentioned this also in the Discord server. We were having this discussion earlier in the week, is that you could make it almost like a monorail bar crawl, where you just stop. It doesn't have to be a bar crawl. It could be a snack crawl. It could be any kind of thing, just to, you know, hop on and hop. Because the thing is, it's even easier than a monorail with the Skyliner to hop on and hop off. So simple. I mean, you don't wait. You just walk up to it, get on, boom, get off your next place, walk around, check it out, boom, get back on. You know, we kind of made the one mistake that you can make, and it wasn't a big deal because, again, we had time, is that we rode it all the way from Pop Century, transferred to Caribbean Beach, went to the Epcot end, and we got to Epcot right at 9 o'clock at park closing or whatever time. Yeah, it was 9 o'clock, I think. Is it still nine? It was park closing. It was. Yeah, it was. Anyway, I mean, so there were people getting on, so we had to get in a line, but the line got swallowed. I mean, Mallory, of course, you know, was like, oh, you know, she doesn't know how it works because she saw the line and wanted to kill me. I'm like, trust me, not a problem. This thing eats people. And no kidding, we were back on our way in 10 minutes. And, you know, it's just one of those things. I call it a ride to get to the rides in the morning. But it's just, you know, especially after dark when it's cool, you got a little breeze coming through the cabin and you can just get off and enjoy yourself. And it's kind of the new hotness too. So yes. The Skyliner. All right. What else, Pam? What else can we do after dark at Walt Disney World?
So I want to remind everyone that one of the cool things that Disney is doing right now is that they make the fireworks available on the resort TV every night. And I believe it goes from like 7 to 10. So it just is on a continuous loop and you can check in and see that. So that's a really a cool way to sort of end your night with fireworks. But something that we did too, in addition, another television thing.
Hang on. One thing you should have is like a happily ever after sing along. Because you got it like at the very end. And everybody's got to do that little dramatic pause. Happily ever after. Especially if you have your sparkling wine first, that'd be even better. But sparkling wine, try to find Stacey, then wrap it up.
That's it. Another thing that you can do, and I know that a lot of people are doing this, but we actually did this a couple nights, is we took our Fire Stick with us, or take whatever, your Apple TV device, your Roku, whatever you use to connect to the interwebs out there to make the TV a smart TV, to watch Netflix or Hulu or whatever you're doing to catch up on things. And you can really, you know, catch up on some shows, or watch a movie or do something like that. So that's something to think of. On the televisions there, I will say too, that not only do they have the Disney Channel, but they also have Freeform and other things. And there are oftentimes a good Disney movie on that you can catch too, but bringing your own, make sure that you have it and you'll have the ability to do that.
Just so you know, the two correct answers to watch on a resort TV are Jesse and Good Luck Charlie.
Hello, of course they are. Why wasn't there more Good Luck Charlie? There was really only like 3 seasons of it, right? Yeah,
but it doesn't matter. It's still just as good today as it was back then. That is the best show they ever made on Disney Channel.
I 100% agree with that.
Bob Duncan for president.
Bob Duncan and Amy Duncan as our first lady. Oh, God, awesome. She will be bringing up the official, you know, meal. Yeah,
she'd tell you how it is. All right.
It'll be all about her.
Oh, yeah, totally. And she was on TV once, I think, as a weather lady or something. I can't remember how that went, but God, I love that show. Every character on that show was so funny. Anyway, we need to start a Good Luck Charlie watching podcast. That'd be kind of... Ricky, what else you got?
I mean, of course, the easy answer is the one I'm going to take next, and that's to head to Disney Springs and hang out. Now, I will state a caveat in this, in the fact that Disney Springs will be exceedingly more busy.
Using the word exceedingly. I'm expecting you to say with exceedingly great joy, because you're like early to the Christmas season. I keep hearing candlelight.
If only we knew the sign language for that.
It's like, I feel like I'm watching Candlelight Processional because they say that in one of those songs. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Anyway, I just want to make people aware though, because I know that people have gotten to Disney Springs sometimes and been like, there's too many people here. So just know that that's where the people are going because it's free to get in there. And so the locals are heading there too. So, you know, just keep that in mind. Also, you know, you're going to have lots of people who have a differing opinion on how to wear a mask there. So also keep that in mind, even though Disney is doing a good job with telling people to put their masks back up over their nose and things like that. You know, there's a lot more people to kind of police there. So just, again, just keep that in mind. With that being said, though, there's a ton of things to do at Disney Springs. Of course, you have all the restaurants. Like Pam said, you can go and have a dinner or whatever. You can also grab some snacks. You can do some entertainment things. Like Splitsville is actually open now, so you can go to Splitsville. I believe the AMC is open, too. So if you want to see a movie there, if there's a movie showing that you want to see, I know there's not a lot of movies showing right now, but there, you know, you could go see a movie. You could just, you know, wander around World of Disney like so many of us do. It's easy to get lost there.
Like, yeah, you're like, I'm going to see my wife.
Exactly. So there's a ton of things that you can do, you know, at Disney Springs that are entertainment-wise and just kind of distraction-wise. You know, they still have kind of music playing and stuff like that. So that's kind of one of the things that I would end up doing is going to Disney Springs and just kind of hanging out, even though it's busy.
I got to throw this in because Bob, one of our patrons, good buddy, he threw in some things to do at Disney Springs and things to eat at Disney Springs because we were having this conversation on the Discord and he took it to another level. So here we go. Things to do. And he agrees with you, Ricky. Splitsville,
yes,
on the west side. Catch an early movie at AMC West or AMC Movies. He said it closes at 8, he thinks. Well, they don't do the Amphicar right now.
Are they really?
Because he said that. I'm like, how can that be socially distant with the driver?
I do remember seeing them cleaning the Amphicar. So, yes, you're right.
Seriously?
They do. Yeah.
They're doing that.
Is there plexiglass between you and the driver, maybe?
I don't think so. I think maybe people are just wearing their masks and going with it.
I don't know if they're letting you sit next to the driver. I'm not sure.
I don't know either, but I saw it like they were doing them all because we stayed at Saratoga for a while and we watched it a lot.
Wow. Yeah, because Mallory wanted to do one. I'm like, oh no, Mallory, we can't do that nowadays, day and age. Not that it costs too much money, but no, you can't. No, we can't do that. I was trying to save money. Well, that's interesting. Okay, cool. And he said the tether balloon flight at Disney Springs, something you could do.
Yes.
I'm always scared I would get up there in that quarter break and I'll end up like in Cuba.
No, it's fun. I've done it.
I don't know, man. It's high.
I think they probably have a few safety measures.
Yeah, a few. Yeah.
Now, I've seen movies. You saw that guy that, with David Blaine went up in the chair like up the other day? Dude.
I don't.
We're not going to. It's not even similar. I'm sure that they have a cord and then another cord.
Like, yeah.
This is Disney, for goodness sake.
Give me a parachute.
And then probably we'll another talk. Cord.
Yeah. Exactly. Plan A, B, C, and D.
All right, he also says things to eat in Disney Springs, all shareable snacks and desserts. These can be varied based on taste, but the locations all provide shareables. Okay, here we go. Get ready to get hungry. Polite Pig, the Burnt Ends barbecue meatballs.
It's so good. Polite Pig in itself is just so good. Go there. Everything I've had there has been really good. And not only are the main things good, the sides. Make sure when you put this up there, mention Polite Pig because they do watch social media. But they, I will tell you the sides you need to order. Ready? You need to order the Brussels sprouts. Mm-hmm. They are bourbon glazed Brussels sprouts. So good. The cauliflower is really good. It's like a buffalo cauliflower. The mac and cheese, awesome. Everything that I've had there has been really good.
Oh, the baked beans are so good there. Baked beans.
See? Oof. I mean, they're just, they have a ton of great stuff, and it's definitely worth checking out.
Now I'm so hungry. All right. He also says the daily poutine, get the classic poutine and split it. Yeah. The Boathouse, coconut fried shrimp. Mm-hmm. Blazed pizza. You can get the Art Lovers pizza. The Edison says the DB clothesline candied bacon. Now, yes. I've seen that. That looks interesting. It kind of looks like something.
I've had it too.
I mean, it's bacon, right? It's candy bacon. It has to be good. But I mean, the presentation, it looks like how you do your socks on the laundry, you know, in the laundry line or something.
Yeah.
So crazy. That's something totally made for Instagram. That cracks me.
Yes, definitely. So,
yeah, for sure.
All right, watch this. I'm going to say it correctly. Amaret's Patisserie.
Yes.
Yes.
The Mickey Mouse.
Yes.
Mickey Mouse.
Oh, so good. Oh, my gosh. Don't share it, by the way. Just eat it by yourself. I mean, you deserve one. You probably should share it, but I didn't, so don't share it.
And he also says the Sunshine Churro, the Fruity Pebbles Churro.
Oh.
We'll split it with Barney Rubble.
I'm going to add something else to this list because that was a really good list.
Well, he's got one more. Let me finish his last one.
Then finish it.
Vivolo del Gelato. I know I messed that one up. No. I was on a roll there. He says the chocolate with a hint of, and there's nothing after that. So I don't know what happened there. So whatever. Okay. So go ahead, Pam.
So we ate a few times at City Works. City Works is actually one of the new restaurants that had opened. And this is a great place to go. First of all, they have beer flights, which I know I've mentioned before. But I love a place that has that because they have like 100 beers from which to choose. So that's awesome.
Hang on. Are they on the wall? 100 beers on the wall? Take one.
Well, they're listed. They are listed. And when you go in there too, you scan it and then they all come up too. And they have seasonal ones too. So it was awesome. Yes, you could take one down and pass it around. So they have that. But they also have great appetizers. So check them out for that too. And they have great entrees. Everything I've had there is good. But I will tell you, the one thing I keep getting again and again is the filet sliders. They are so good. Some of the best that I've had. So try those.
And if you pass around 100 beers, you're going to be at the Poorhouse, which is still the same place.
It's still the same place.
Still the same place.
All right, Ricky, what about something else besides... Oh, you gave Disney...
No, I just did Disney Springs. Yours.
And we went off on a big tangent.
It's your turn.
Hey, we gave
it's
you
your turn.
My, you know what? Second best answer. Movies Under the Stars at your hotel.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's right. Oh, yeah. I like it when you guys both say all in unison. That means
it's good.
It's good for the heart. No, I will say, so obviously we know that you know, Disney will bring out at all the resorts these inflatable big movie screens. Usually they're going to be around the pool area. Sometimes they're in more of a common area, you know, outside of the pool, but relatively close in a public area. You can check with your concierge, your check-in desk to see what movies are playing what night. And what they've been doing, I saw this at Pop Century, and I've heard this at other resorts too, is to encourage the physical distancing between parties. They'll do something like lay out towels or something to kind of indicate, you know, this is where we're going to space people out. And it's just... I know, like, for me, I always say, oh, man, when I go down, you know, in regular years, you know, 2017, 18, 19, you know, we're like, oh, yeah, we're checking. The day we check in, you get that activities guide, what's happening at the resort. Like, oh, yeah, we're going to do a couple. I love that, you know, Toy Story showing on Thursday night. We're definitely going to see that. Never do. Never do. Because you're always in the park till 11 o'clock. You know, like you're not going to come back to do that. But this is a great opportunity. You know, they boot you out of the Magic Kingdom at 7. You know, the movie starts at 8. You know, grab a snack, grab a, you know, a Coke Zero and watch the movie. How cool is that? I mean, you watch Toy Story at Walt Disney World and it's free. You know, some of these things cost money. You're paying for that with your resort. You don't have to pay anything extra. It's a great idea.
That's
true.
All right, I love that it's those things that you always mean to do that you don't get an opportunity to do. I love that.
So, Pam, anything else that we can throw in there for folks to do after dark?
I think you would absolutely want to visit your pool. We found that while the main pool, typically they were keeping hours open pretty well. It was open until 9 or 10 o'clock, but the quiet pools were open even later than that and open earlier too. I mean, like at 7 a.m. they were open and they were going till like 11. So that's something to think of too. But again, the pool is something that we usually take time to enjoy, but not always. And this is like a chance to really do that, to really use some of those amenities at your resort. The pools are great, so make sure you check those out.
I don't know if you noticed this, but when I was down there with Mallory, Scott and his family were there, and they were staying at Boulder Ridge. And so we were hanging out with them one night. We decided to swim there because we were, you know, it was after 9. And so the main Wilderness Lodge pool closes at 9. So we were in the quiet pool. But the thing is, at about 9:05, that was no longer the quiet pool. I mean, it became, you know, all the teenage boys were like doing cannonballs in and like, you know, you can picture the Boulder Ridge pool, right, Pam? You know, it has that big mast, like that goes to nowhere. It's just a big decoration. But it's probably about 30. I would not have been shocked if like one of those kids would have jumped off the top of that thing because like they were throwing footballs. It just became party central because the thing was everybody needed something to do. And it was only like 10 o'clock, you know, but it was the other pool was closed. It was the only pool that was open. It was hot.
Right.
It was fun. You know, it reminded me of like the middle of summer at the feature pool, you know, but everybody's kind of. So I'm just saying, if you want quiet pool, you know, go to that thing at like 3 p.m, dude. As soon as that feature pool closed, it was like a free for all. The kids, you can just picture like a 14-year-old boy just running, just. And then Scott was doing it. So I was like, whatever. It was a blast. All right, Rick, anything else? Disney After Dark.
Yes, definitely. You want to do some shopping. So whether it's you leisurely meandering out of the park and, you know, doing your shopping and then. Or when you get back to the resort, you know, even Pop Century, seriously, Pop Century has one of my favorite places to shop.
That is a great shop. That is a great shop.
Not even joking. I love shopping at Pop Century. I will just wander through all their stuff for a good long time. So I would absolutely, you know, head to your resort shopping area and just kind of wander through everything because this allows you the time to, while you may not be able to find, like, of course, the theme park stuff there, you can definitely find some really cool and unique things in the gift shops at the resorts. So that are actually really cool Disney stuff. So I 100% would say just kind of shop and walk around. And, you know, one of the coolest shops that I think is at the Polynesian too, they actually have the Hawaiian Host little chocolates with macadamia nuts in them. And it's one of the only places that I know besides, you know, Hawaii to get those. So that's kind of a neat thing too. So there's lots of unique stuff.
I've gotten those from a friend that lives in Hawaii for Christmas.
I may have gotten those from a friend who lives in Hawaii as well. And they're so delicious.
That's what it reminds me of, George. So I got to ask you guys this before we get out of here, because we are, you know, it's almost time to say goodbye to all the family here in just a second. But speaking of the Pop Century gift shop, Disney's come out with this line of clothing and accessories that are very 90s. They're the very like bright neon colors. And I have a buddy. I'm not going to say his name. You might have heard his name on this podcast at some point.
Mike,
he is all in on this line of clothing.
Yes.
Pam, I mean, is this not like Saved by the Bell? Like,
no, you know what it reminds me of?
It's so Vanilla Ice. I don't know.
There's that one hat that's neon yellow, and then it's got the like the teal blue bill, and the blue bill is plastic. You know what? I seriously think of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air every time I see this hat.
Too funny.
I'm just like, Oh my gosh, it's Fresh Prince.
But you know what? I mean, Fresh Prince is making a comeback too. They're going to do a reunion. I mean, it's like everything was 80s and now, God, this makes me feel, Pam, it makes me feel, because we're a little bit older than Ricky. This is making me feel old because I've seen the 80s come back and now it's like, oh Lord, that's the stuff that was popular when I was like in high school now.
I remember the 80s too. I'm not that old. I mean, young, I guess I should say. I mean, I'm not young. I do remember. Like, I watched Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Hello. Yes.
I just want Scott to put all the stuff on at once. You know, he got
his name.
My unknown friend. I mean, he's got the hat. He's got the Mickey Mouse that has the neon colors. Everything. He's got the Crocs that Alfred apparently wants, the lizard green Crocs, the shirts. I mean, but the thing is, I think it's the perfect time for that, right? I mean, we're just all kind of out of our gourd. We've been wearing the same clothes. Like, oh, this is my Zoom shirt. It's like, I've had the same athletic shorts on for 7 months, you know, but it's the time to kind of splurge and have some fun on something bright and colorful.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it is very colorful, I will say. It really, truly is. And they have not only that neon green stuff, but they also have a lot of tops that I swear I had as a kid. Like, really and truly, like, stuff from the 80s. Mm-hmm. They say it's 90s, but some of it really looks 80s.
Yeah, kind of so, late 80s, yeah. Madonna, yeah.
Yeah, really and truly. So, yeah, it's, I mean, you know, everything old is new as per usual. So, it's.
They can take the fanny pack back, though. Take it back.
Agreed. Yes. Agreed. Scott, I don't want to snatch it off some people.
Scott. I didn't want to be like,
this is not your friend.
I know there are pictures of me wearing fanny packs. There's evidence. This is why I don't want them back. They look hideous then. They look hideous
easy,
now.
Easy, easy. I have a friend who even got the fanny pack. So, easy.
Yeah.
Easy killer.
Yeah.
Okay, we're wrapping this up. Shout out to Katie, who's tuned in for the first time. She's down in Sydney, Australia. She watches us live down under.
That's awesome.
Hi, Katie. Hi. All right, we are going to get out of here. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Drop by the Facebook page or the Discord. Let us know what you do at Walt Disney World After Dark here in 2020. Where you're not staying out till 2 in the morning at the Magic Kingdom. God, remember those? I stayed out at the Magic Kingdom one time till 3 in the morning. That sounds so crazy right now.
Yeah.
Paige was like 7. We just kept giving her sugar.
Yep.
Those
I did the 24-hour day.
Oh, man. That's...
Yes.
See, the older I get, the more that doesn't sound fun. It sounds like something to be a punishment.
For your punishment.
Yes. And that was after working all day and then driving down. And then I went into the park. So, yeah. Oof.
Yeah. All right, we are going to get out of here. Don't forget, today's show is brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. When it comes time to head to your next Disney destination, whether that's with Cruise Line, Disneyland, Adventures by Disney, and especially Walt Disney World, just drop by themagicforless.com. Check out all the great free offerings. And while you're there, fill out that free, no obligation quote form. Mention the show. An agent will get back to you right away, and we'll be planning that trip together. We're going to make it awesome. You deserve it. We're going to make it happen. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link when you do that shopping online. Buy that Halloween candy on Amazon. Buy that costume to wear to the Magic Kingdom here this season. And just drop by brguestpodcast.com/Amazon first. And if you want some extra content in your week, and who doesn't want Mike in the Midwest every Thursday? I think, you know what? Last week we talked about my grandma, where my grandma used to take us around town, the grandkids, and the good stuff she used to make on Sundays. Everybody's got a grandma story. We got a lot of feedback on YouTube on that. So just drop by patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast for all the details there. And join the Discord server 24/7. Live chat going on. Just go to BeOurGuestPodcast.com and click on the Discord link. And I'll see you over there. Don't forget, this Sunday night, one more time, live call-in show with Mr. Mike Bankhead, captain of the Be Our Guest Podcast Lizards. We're talking all things Run Disney, but also Disney in general. So join us either on Facebook or YouTube at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central for 1 hour. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll put a chair out for you. Give us a follow on social media, Instagram and Twitter, at Be Our Guest Pod and at Be Our Guest Mike. And please do search for us on Facebook and YouTube as well. All right, time to get out of here and wish you a great weekend. So for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike saying stay safe, have a lot of fun, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.